Chapter 3, please. Psalm chapter 3. I could tell you the Pew Bible number if you want, the Pew Bible page number. It's 432, but I don't think it'll do you that good. So, if you're not really familiar with the Bible at all, just flip it open about halfway, and you'll see Psalms, and then go to chapter 3 of Psalms. Now, we're in the fourth Sunday of Lent today, and I've changed things up because of this crisis that we're in, the COVID crisis. And that doesn't negate the validity of the fourth Sunday of Lent, but the series that we were working through, it just wasn't working anymore. I wasn't feeling it at all. And so I wanted to address some of the things that we're working through right now, or that we may be working through. And one of those things is fear. Perhaps the biggest thing right now is fear. Fear is a very real thing for you and I right now. And so I'm going to ask you point blank, what are you afraid of in light of this COVID-19 coronavirus thing? What are you afraid of? You know, for some of us, it could be, we're afraid of contracting the virus ourselves. We don't want to get sick. We're doing our best not to get sick. And you should be doing your best not to get sick. But your biggest fear may be that you don't want to contract this illness. Your biggest fear may be that you don't want to be a carrier of the illness to anyone else, particularly if you have somebody in your midst who is... who doesn't have a good health situation right now, who's not very healthy, and you're sort of struggling with the idea of keeping the place clean and worrying about everything that's going on, and you fear that person will get ill. Perhaps you're worried about your investments. The stock market took a tumble, a big tumble this week, and they're talking like 1930s depression time stuff, stock market crash. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, and I don't want to pretend like I do, but I know that a lot of people who have investments are struggling right now, trying to come to terms with what they've got going on in their investments, because this affects the rest of their lives, their retirement years. Maybe you're worried about your job. You may have been told that you've got the next couple of weeks off. And while that sounds really good on the outside, on the inside, it's not that great. Because as the economy continues to be affected by everything that's going on, you're wondering if you'll have a job when you get back, perhaps. If there will be something for you. And then how are you going to make a living? All these things, they play into our fear. We fear a lot. In the psalm today, David wrote this psalm, by the way, and David is fearing too. You see, David, his own son, Absalom, began to be very, very popular in the nation of Israel. And Absalom attempted a coup against David and actually succeeded in it a little bit. Absalom gained quite a following in Israel. Absalom was very strong in that, and he had some pretty shrewd advisors. And one of those advisors says, well, you know what, we got to get David out of the palace. He's got to leave, and David did so. David left the palace. David left Jerusalem, and he went to the edges of the wilderness to hide away, which was wise on his part. He had a large following of people as well, and his large following of people didn't compare anything to that of the fighting men that Absalom had. And so the advisors that gave Absalom this advice, of course, said, you got to send about 12,000 men after David. 12,000. 12,000 men running after the men of David to, and the idea was there was that they were going to scare the men of David away. And then a couple of guys would go in, or one or two guys would go in and kill David to lessen the bloodshed so that Absalom would look even better. You get the idea. And in the middle of all that, David writes this psalm. So let's open it, and I'll read through it, and then we'll go through it again together, okay? Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Wow. So David's running. David has a lot of fear when he writes this, and he looks out and he calls out to God in his poem today, in his song today. And he calls out to God and he says, Lord, how many are my foes? Now again, when you see the words all in capitals, as it is in my version, you see it in capitals, it's the name of God, the name of the living God. And so he says, Yahweh, God, how many are my foes? How many people surround me? How many rise up against me, he's saying. How many are against me? And many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. God's not going to save him. And so not only are many people being physically routed against David, but David's also listening to rumors. Many are saying of me. They're saying, David, God's not going to deliver him from this. God's not going to save him. But it's interesting that in this psalm, this is where the trouble ends for David. Because the next word is, in verse 3, is but. But you, Lord, are a shield around me. Now picture this, a shield around David, protecting him from all sides, all around, see? All around, protecting him from all sides, everywhere. Over top, underneath, all around David. And you are the one, you are my glory, the one who lifts my head high. So instead of David having to cower away, he doesn't have to do that anymore. He can stand up straight. He can be lifted up. And because of that, David has this inner confidence, this inner peace. I lie down and sleep. Well, when somebody's chasing you with spears and swords and knives and they're after your life, you don't sleep too well. And you are on edge because you want to be awake for every little last thing that's going to happen. But David, he says, I lie down and sleep, and I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. I will not fear. I've got nothing to worry about because the Lord, the Almighty, all-powerful God, the living God, is with David. And so David says, arise, Lord. Like, get up. Get up, God. Deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. In other words, bust their chops. Give them that knockout punch, God. Handle it. Make sure that it happens. And make sure that you do this in a very decisive manner. Take them out. For from the Lord comes deliverance. Remember, it says at the very beginning, in verse 2, God will not deliver him. In verse 8 it says, but from Yahweh, from the Lord, comes deliverance. May your blessing be upon your people. David was scared of the enemy, of his own son Absalom, for a long time, or for a while. Scared of what might happen to him. But his trust in God, in the living God, gave him that confidence that he needed to overcome his fear. What's causing us to fear today? That was the question I asked you. And perhaps some of the suggestions I gave were more in tune with what you're thinking. Perhaps it was a combination of all of them. I don't know your situation. But we have a living God who has shown us time and time again that he's got his hand on all things, including our situation today. Behind me, you'll see the cross, of course. There it is, right there. And there is no greater sign of God's deliverance for you and I, of God saving us, than what's behind me right now. This is the symbol of Christ resurrected, the symbol of Christ's forgiveness, and the symbol of Christ's resurrection. The very season that we're in right now, in Lent, brings us to this point where we are looking at the cross and forgiveness, and we are looking at Christ ascended and Christ sitting at the right hand of God, being all-powerful and all-knowing and everywhere. Our God, our living God, has a handle on this. So, David had a story that he told in Psalm chapter 3 today. What's your story? What's the story that you're going to continue to give to your families as you were talking about everything that's going on right now? Is your story a story of fear? Or is your story a story of confidence in the Lord? Is your story a story that you can share with your neighbors and friends via the electronic means that we have, phone or text message or internet? Is your story going to elevate the name of the Lord, the living God, Yahweh? These are things to ask yourself. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. Though tens of thousands may assail against you, though the odds might be stacked up against you so great, God is with you. And God will deliver you. Amen. Let's come to God in a time of prayer. Lord, we are thankful that you are there. That we don't have to rely on the things that are so trivial, that we don't have to listen to everybody. That we listen to the wisdom that comes our way because of our healthcare system right now. Yes, of course. But Lord, that we can listen to your voice, that we can hone in on what you're saying to us. And that is, with sheer confidence, we can rely on you, that no matter what happens to us, you'll be with us. You'll guide us. You'll protect us. You are the shield that surrounds us. Thank you for being that shield. In Jesus' name, amen. Coffee.